sir.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. And for the record, would you state your name and ADC number?
My name is Gordon Letterer. My ADC number is 049863.
Thank you, Mr. Letterer. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your rescission hearing regarding the hearing that the board held on April 19th of 2018. And as you know, there was some, it had to be, it was requested that we would have this rescission hearing today to correct the record, sir. Therefore, at this time, you are aware of that, am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, I'm going to just make a brief statement and a motion and see where it goes. But before I do that, let me indicate to you that we have four board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. And they are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair and board chair this afternoon, sir. Okay, I'm going to move forward. It's not necessary for us to go over the information that we went over on April 19th. It's right now. We just need to come up with this hearing, the rescission hearing. So I'm just going to make a brief statement and see where we go from here. And my statement is that inmate Gordon Letterer appeared before the Board of Executive Clemency on Wednesday, April 19, 2018, for a parole hearing seeking release on parole, absolute discharge, or and home arrest. Upon his application, the Board voted to grant him home arrest. After granting his home arrest, the Board learned that the inmate, that is Mr. Letterer, was improperly certified as eligible for release. Inmate Gordon Letterer is not eligible for release, and this board has no jurisdiction to grant him home arrest. Pursuant to board policy number 108, the board may conduct a rescission hearing to take away a grant of release if the board lacks accuracy information. Based on the fact that the inmate was improperly certified as eligible for home arrest and that he is not statutorily eligible, I move to rescind his grant of home release. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright. Seconded by Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Kawanis. The home arrest rescinded. We're sorry that this happened, but once we did the research and information was provided to the board, that's why this has taken place, Mr. Letterer. I want to thank you so much for your participation. Do you have any questions or anything that you need to say to the board, sir?
My only question would be why was the research not done previous to the three previous appearances to the board? Is there some procedural thing going on that needs to be corrected?
Well, I think that based on some paperwork that was done by the Department of Correction, we do have a letter from the Department of Corrections who called it to our attention after the fact, and I was trying to see if that letter exists somewhere around here. It is here somewhere with so much paperwork. Give me 1 second. But it was, you know, they do. The Department of Corrections, you know, the time cop office, they do, they go through this and basically, let's see if there's any, okay, I'm just going to read part of the letter from time cop, just for your information. Maybe you already have this. It is dated April 30th, 2018. And it says, Dear Dr. Wright, on April 19, 2018, inmate Letterer was granted home arrest pursuant to ARS 41-1604 .13 on April 25, 2018, at a released audit was performed by the time computation unit. I guess they have to do a release audit, and it was at that point that they discovered this information. During the audit, a letter was dated July 25, 2005, and addressed to the Honorable Jeffrey S. Cates, the judge, and Mr. Letters, current commit CR204-012648-001. The letter was requesting clarification on the above CR. Mr. Letter was sentenced to second degree murder, ARS 13-1105. However, ARS 13-710 was not cited. ARS 13-710 is the statute that defines sentencing for second degree murder. The clarification request was whether or not to apply AR 13-710. Once this correspondence was discovered, the master record file was searched for any clarification from the courts to no avail. The Maricopa County Clerk of Superior Court minutes entry website was utilized to search for possible amendments or clarification to the CR in question. A minute entry dated September 2nd, 2005 was found amending and correcting the offense section regarding count number 1 in CR 2004-012648-001, applying ARS 13-710. Due to the TCU not receiving this minute entry previously, Mr. Latta had been serving the sentence as eligible to earn release credit and was certified to multiple C31-412A hearings leading up to his recent home arrest grant. With the application of ARS 13-710, Mr. Letters became ineligible for any release until he serves the sentence imposed, 18 calendar years, including any parole granted. And with that, that was based on the above. I am requesting a rescission of the home arrest grant on May 19, 2018. That should be April 19, 2018. If you have questions, we can contact Mr. Herb Haley, TCU Administrator. And that's the reason that apparently when they did this audit, that's when they discovered it, and that's when they called it to the attention of the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir.
Okay, sir.
Thank you so much, and again, we're sorry for the mix-up, but this is the clarification, and this will end the rescission hearing. Thank you for participating this afternoon, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir.